Something interesting to think about is that let's just say you weigh 125 pounds. Well, you are basically 125 pounds of fresh ground beef sitting on a countertop, if you think about it, that without your circulatory system and your immune system at tip-top form, you're basically just 125 pounds of meat sitting on the countertop. And what does that do? That spoils, period. Then you realize that as you sit there, you are not going bad. You're not spoiling. You're not rotting. And that is because you have an immune system that is keeping all of those germs at bay. Well, if you die, then you immediately begin to do a thing called autolysis. Ugh, said it wrong. Autolysis. And that is, if you died, you would immediately begin to decay. And it would all start, for the most part, in your gastrointestinal tract, your bowel, where there are already so many germs of various digestive and decay function. And it would go straight through your bowel and into other tissues, etc. And my point in that is that your bowel basically is like holding a giant, giant container of germs inside your body that you are constantly having to defend the system against, for the most part. There are always immune fighter cells entering and leaving the bowel area and carrying kind of like messages from the bowel. In other words, a white blood cell goes into the bowel area, it sees all kinds of germs and a battle raging, and then it goes someplace else and fights infection. And well, my point being is that as long as you've got a bowel functioning, you've got cells getting charged up for battle and going into battle and coming out of battle, and it keeps your immune system sort of tip top. Well, there's a step beyond that. Turns out that there's a germ in your intestinal tract that makes a chemical. And this chemical goes through the blood circulation up into the liver. And when that chemical from this very specific bacteria hits the liver, it activates cancer-fighting cells. It's a small pathway. It's a limited bacteria that makes a limited amount of this compound, and it goes in and it activates a limited number of these cancer-fighting cells. But those cancer-fighting components in the liver that are activated apparently would not activate without the germs making that particular compound. So what happens if you lose that germ? Let's say you take a long course of antibiotics, or you're getting chemo, or something is happening, like excessive amounts of preservatives, or you're not eating the kinds of foods that grow good bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract. Well, if that germ departs or becomes depleted, then you're not activating that particular enzyme system in the liver to fight cancer. Fortunately, it's not the only way of probably millions of ways that you fight cancer. It's just one of the ways that you fight cancer. So every person that loses that germ, for the many reasons that you lose gut germs, every person that loses that germ does not just automatically get cancer, but it's a factor. And researchers think that it's not the only germ activating the only enzyme system in the liver. They theorize that there are probably 1,000 kinds of germs, which could be an understatement, that there are 1,000 kinds of germs that activate 1,000 different anti-cancer and other immune function enzymes and cells in your liver. And my point in this recording basically is to stress the importance of being good to your gut, because they are finding more and more that it is tied to your health, and principally by stimulating your immune system, because it is a training ground, let's say, not just a battleground, it's a training ground for the immune fighter cells in your body. And they go in and they encounter millions of kinds of training dummies and battle scenarios and messages that they take to other areas of the body to train those cells. That's what I'm getting at. Be good to your germs.